it's that band I really like. March of the Fire Ants, Mastodon, Remission, hands down, their second best record after Leviathan. You can't top that. And anybody that says that it's Crack the Sky, they're wrong. Don't listen to those people. Their opinions are incorrect, objectively speaking. God, I love Mastodon. Before that, some Opeth, Heir Apparent off of Watershed. And now we're going to listen to some Baroness. But first, I'm going to make this appeal yet again. Tonight is the funding drive for CKUT. If you like what we do and you like being able to listen to this on FM radio and not on some pirate internet station for people that know how to use proxies, give us money. Call the number 514-448-4013 and make a donation. You might even get some cool swag out of it, or go on the website, ccut.ca, buy a shirt, support the station, help secure my volunteer position here, where I don't get paid to hang out and listen to cool tunes and sometimes have bands on. Without further ado, Baroness, the sweetest curse off of Blue.
We'll be right back.
the Face of Oblivion, High on Fire, Blessed Black Wings. God, I love that record. That record right there was actually really, really seminal to me getting into heavy music in the first place. Nothing but props to High on Fire. And before that, we heard Baroness, The Sweetest Curse off of Blue. And then some Mastodon, March of the Fire Ants, Remission. Now we're going to play something a little bit different. This is a band that I used to talk about all the time, constantly, because they were putting out new music pretty frequently. And then they broke up because everybody hated the guy who wrote all the songs. So that sucks. Vector. Black Future! Skeleton Witch, before that, Vector. Back-to-back, two of the most similar and yet pretty different bands that I just can never remember which is which. that track was Blade on the Flesh, Blood on My Hands, off Serpents Unleashed. Before that, Vector, Black Future. And, yeah, we're gonna play some more music. We're gonna play some Black Dahlia, because I like the Black Dahlia. I think other people do, too. I hope you guys do. Nobody talks to me, because I can't take calls anymore. I can't wait until I'm back in the studio and I can take frickin' calls again. That's one of my favorite parts of this show, and it sucks I haven't been able to do it. But I digress. Let's get off of that bad tangent. Black Dahlia Murder, A Selection Unnatural, off of Defloriate. Defloriate. Can I pronounce any of these words properly? And another quick reminder, this is the funding show, so if you are at all interested in keeping the radio independent, not owned by big media conglomerates with their evil top hat and monocle and giant sacks of cash, give us the cash instead. 514-448-4013. Call and make a donation now, or go to the website, ccut.ca, and go to the big button that says donate, and buy yourself some swag. Without further ado, the Black Dahlia Murder.
Feel your men love, no one would waste a drop.
tell we're into the modern bands because there's a dope-ass saxophone solo halfway through that. That's pretty cool. Oh, also, they start tuning lower because, you know, as everybody is aware, the lower you tune, the heavier your band is, guys. So you better go buy your 9-string guitars. Or wait, this joke's about 10 years old. Okay, whatever, moving on. Rivers of Nihil, The Silent Life, Where Owls Know My Name, fantastic record. Actually not that old, only came out like 2017, I want to say. Really great. If you don't know it, go listen to it. Before that, Black Dahlia, A Selection Unnatural. It's a very very clever play on words. Deflorate, is this like making the plants not be pretty, or is it like taking the fluoride out of the water? I don't know. I'm your host of The Bastard Child, sitting in here for Metallic Montreal, the world's heaviest radio show. The time is 10:35. I looked at the clock and estimated what time it would be. So good at my job. Tonight is the funding drive, which means that if you want to give us money, it's the best time that you can do it. We're trying to hit $25,000. It'd be cool if you wanted to donate, because it lets me have this show and play really loud, aggressive, angry music on the air, regardless of who it comes from. And that's pretty cool. Call 514-448-4013. Again, 514-448-4013 to make a donation. You may have to just leave your name and number and stuff, but you know, call them, make a donation, or go to the website, ccut.ca, and buy yourself a t-shirt. Yes. What are we gonna play? We got a half hour left. Let's play some more modern stuff. This is a another recent record that is considered to be bannable because it's too popular and people don't stop talking about this band. Niobliviscaria nailed it. Intravenous off of Urn. Yeah, the theme tonight is bands banned by Reddit. Man, the show has gone off the rails. pretty cool band right there. Ni Avlascaris. Intravenous off of Urn. Before that, Rivers of Nihil, The Silent Life, Where Owls Know My Name. You're tuned to Metallic Montreal. And we're going to play some black metal, because I feel it's about time. Here's some Emperor, Ye Intransimperium. Anthems to the Walkin at Dusk. three right there. Hades off their self-titled. Before that, Emperor, Ye Entrance Imperium, Anthems to the Walking at Dusk. I've been your host, Noah the Bastard Child, here on Metallic Montreal. It's been fun. I hope to continue to get to do this show for many years to come. But in order to do that, I need to make one last final appeal. Consider donating some amount of money to the station so we can keep going. And you know what? This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to make a deal right now, right here. Whoever is listening to the show right now and makes the highest donation, I will personally invite you onto the first show that I am back at C-Cut. And you will be the guest, and you will get to decide what the theme of the show is, and hopefully it'll be a pretty cool time. So hopefully that's enough incentive. You get to hang out with me. I'm super cool and have lots of great things to talk about. So yeah, donate however much you feel comfortable doing. Whoever donates the most, you're going to be the guest next time we do the show. I hope I don't regret this. All you got to do, send a picture of your donation amount to me. You can get me on Facebook. You can get me on my email. My email is metallicmontreal@gmail.com. Pretty great. Pretty interesting email right there. And whoever pulls that off again gets to decide everything for the first show that we are back in the studio and not recording from home. Here we go. That's my appeal. Let's see how that goes. I'm going to play one last tune for the night. This is going to be... who is this even going to be? This is going to be the Mighty Dark Throne, of course. I was going to play some Dark Throne. I knew I was going to. This is the track On As I Die, Skogen, off of Transylvanian Hunger. Here we go. Metallic Montreal. It's been fun. I will be back in 2 weeks to play more tunes, and hopefully one of you will be back with me soon enough. 90.3 FM. C-K-U-T-A!
Experience of a lifetime. Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if your child will receive the same vaccine as adults. The vaccine used for children younger than 12 years old contains a smaller amount of mRNA because children's immune systems respond better than those of adults. And even though they're given smaller doses, the vaccine is just as effective.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.